At Wally's home, there's a picture of Wally and his stepdaughter, Andrea, at the New York City Marathon. I asked him about it, and he told me that Andrea ran the marathon 6 years ago, in 1998. At the start of that year, Wally's wife got sick with breast cancer. Andrea wanted to keep training and run in November, and Wally and Tony supported that decision.
And we had this plan that when she was running up 4th Avenue in Brooklyn, I was going to take her by car as close as I could get and then put her in the wheelchair and get over to 4th Avenue so we could wave to my stepdaughter as she was running and give her water and banana, whatever you do. And it turned out she went into the hospital the week before the marathon that my stepdaughter was running in.
Even though Tony was very sick, she understood that Andrea was going to run the marathon because Wally kept her up to date.
I remember him saying to her in the bed, you know, she's going to run this. She's going to run that marathon. And, you know, my mom kind of looked at me like, you're crazy. You know, she's just kind of, right? But she knew it was happening and all that.
Tony was too sick to leave her hospital bed, but Wally still wanted to go out and watch Andrea run. The marathon route went right by the hospital. Andrea did not want to miss seeing Wally.
So then she said, but how am I going to see you? There's going to be a lot of people there. So I says, well, I'm going to make up a sign. Don't worry about it. And I made up this huge poster that said, Ride on, Andrea. And I sort of signed it Tony and Wally. And I took it up to my wife's room in the hospital. And she was sleeping most of the time, but she had awakened. And I showed her the sign that I was going to hold up when Andrea came back. And she smiled and she said, Ride on. So I knew at least she was conscious of what was happening.
On the day of the marathon, Wally came out with a sign right in front of Memorial Sloan Kettering. I don't remember the exact words, but I know I still have the sign. But it, you know, it was support and love from Tony and Wally, but it was right in front of the hospital where she was. And I stopped for a long time. I didn't run a very fast marathon.
My stepdaughter saw the sign and stopped and so on. And I said, you know, I had never really watched a marathon before. I had seen it on TV, and all you see is the front runners. But it was like a real happening. So she said to me, well, you're going to run it next year. My stepdaughter said to me, and I sort of thought that was kind of wild.
Tony died 3 days after the marathon. Eventually, Wally realized he did want to run the marathon. He would run it for Tony and also for his first wife, Esther, who had died years before. Wally said Tony would have thought his running the marathon was crazy.
But in any event, she would have supported me, I'm sure. And when I did run it, I had made up this T-shirt with the picture of both my wives on it. And I figured there was any motivation that I needed to finish, that would provide it.
1 year after Tony died, Wally and Andrea both ran the marathon. That's the picture in his house. Wally finished in 6 hours and 16 minutes. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Katie Bulnes.